Hello. Hi, how are you doing today, sir?
Good, how are you?
Am I speaking with Austin Morales?
This is.
My name is Tony. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. We'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Now, we're not selling anything, and we're not going to ask you for a donation. If you don't mind me asking, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Almost 5 years.
5 years?
Mm-hmm.
And what is your primary branch of the trade? Bricklayer, terrazzo mechanical finisher. Bricklayer?
I said bricklayer, yeah.
And on the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, foreman?
Journeyman.
Journeyman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yep.
All right, awesome. Now, approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft?
I've been pretty steady the entire year.
So we can say 0 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Now, yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No, I wouldn't say so.
Thinking about what you see in the local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I'd say fewer.
Now, thinking, do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer, or about the same?
I'd say it's fewer. I say it's fewer, and I feel like it's getting lower and lower as the years go on.
Okay. Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No.
No. Okay.
Mm-mm.
Yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Steward?
Yes.
No, absolutely not. I haven't seen a steward since I first got in the union 5 years ago.
Okay. Now, yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No. I mean, I've learned about it when I was an apprentice, but never been offered to be one.
Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through federal government, through your state or local government, privately, or you do not know?
I'm not sure, honestly.
Okay. Thinking more about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment, more unemployment, or about the same?
I think there'll probably be more unemployment as the years continue.
Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I think it's going to get worse, honestly. There's not enough people coming in.
Well, I see. Now, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat, cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust, air quality, no real safety concerns.
I'd say careless people, dust. Yeah, careless people and dust.
Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
In person or online?
In person.
Okay. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing. Have you participated on that?
No.
No. What about picketing?
No.
Union organizing?
Nope.
Okay, great. Now, we're almost done, sir, okay? Just a couple of more minutes. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Occasionally.
Occasionally. Now, from 1 to 6, can you please rank the news sources that you get your news from? Friends and neighbors. Radio. Cable news. Online newspaper or print. Local TV news programming. The internet or social media. Which one?
Social media.
Social media. Mm-hmm. And after that one?
That's internet and social media. That's about it.
What about radio? Cable news?
Nope.
Local TV programming?
No.
Okay, what about friends and neighbors? Do you get your news from them?
Sometimes, but mostly through social media and internet.
What about the radio?
Nah. I feel like some of the local news and radio, it's just, there's not really too much inside notes that I would need. I could find more deeper throughout the internet than I could on TV.
Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Support for labor unions, healthcare, immigration, jobs and the economy, education, foreign policy, the environment, or something else?
I'd say the first one, and education.
So support for labor unions, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and education.
As you may know, BHC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
No. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is important? Not important at all for a federal elected official to support it.
I think you should. What was the first word you said? I can't remember. Effect.
Okay. Would it be very important, somewhat important, not so important?
That's pretty important.
Okay, great. And generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I'd probably say Republican.
Republican, okay. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? The United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
What was the first one?
Who do you support the most in this particular dispute? The United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
Auto workers.
Much more?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Now, how do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with his job as president overall? Do you
disapprove.
Approve or disapprove? Strongly
disapprove.
Or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about foreign affairs?
I don't think he's doing a great job at all.
Disapprove.
Disprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
What about the economy?
I think it's horrible.
Okay, so you disapprove strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about immigration?
Strongly.
Disapprove or approve?
disapprove.
What about healthcare?
As far as what, is this a job with healthcare?
Yes.
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Support for labor unions. Do you approve or disapprove of the way he's done his job?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Do you approve or disapprove the way Congress is handling his job?
Disapprove. Strongly.
Somewhat? Strongly, okay. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably 50-50 chances, or you're not going to vote?
Oh, I'm going to be voting.
Okay. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Joe Biden, Democrat, and Donald Trump, Republican, for whom would you vote?
Oh, Donald Trump all the way.
And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Do you find sure.
Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
I say good.
Good. How would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I say good.
How could the union best improve its representation and service? In your own words.
I'd say that our head of our BAs need to have a stronger voice in fighting for our wages when it comes to these meetings. I feel like we're getting undercut by other unions or other, I'd say with other trades we're getting undercut, and I don't feel like we have a strong voice as our head chairman. Actually not our head chairman. Our head chairman. I believe we could have someone a little bit stronger, but not only that, I feel like that we're not doing a great job as far as reaching out to the youth when it comes to our union, spreading the word about our union.
You would say strong fighting about wages, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Should they raise them or?
Say that again?
Should they raise the wages?
Erase? I wouldn't say
no,
so.
No, raise them. Like get more.
Oh, raise them all 100%.
Okay.
I feel like we are underpaid for the kind of work that we do.
Okay. So get better wages, correct? Now, what is the most important thing the union should be working on? In your words.
I feel like we should work harder on bringing the community together as far as our local and getting people more involved, I feel. So, that's it, though.
Okay, so, should be fighting to a stronger community, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Would that be correct?
Yep.
All right. Like your local union, correct? Your local chapter. Now, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Email,
text.
Union meetings, job site,
I'd say meeting and text.
Okay. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important for the BAC?
I'd say quite frequently through mail.
A couple of times a year?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask a few questions for statistical purposes only. Do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Republican.
Okay. Do you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Very strong.
Okay. Just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
Hispanic.
Hispanic. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And your first name?
Austin.
Austin. Thank you very much. Yep. We are mm-hmm. complete with your survey. Thank you very much, sir. You've been
thank
very
you.
Kind. Thank you. Have a wonderful mm-hmm. day.
Thank you. Bye.
Uh-uh.